I think I'll title this Frenemies. Frenemies. Now, you can have frenemies in even in your own household. Frenemies at church, in the home, in the neighborhood, on the job. Frenemies. And you might say, well, why would somebody pretend to be friend but they're an enemy at the same time? What's that about? Well, I asked that question many years, you know, many years. And it's a multidimensional answer, I believe. It's multifaceted, many faces, many dimensions. There might not be one answer per person. And also it has to do with childhood. It has to do with the culture, the news, the idiosyncrasies of a person's personality, and all kinds of stuff. So I don't really know if I have the solution, overarching solution, but we can say this for sure. The Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. The Bible says to be pleasers of God instead of pleasers of mankind. The Bible says to be lovers of God instead of lovers of pleasure. It might not say in those exact words, it might say it opposite, like it talks about they love pleasure, they're lovers of pleasure instead of lovers of God. So if you put it in reverse, that's what's happening. We can take it to its root, but each individual, it goes back to their situation a lot of times. Most of the time, people are living in fear, you know. The fear of darts. And most of the time, people are shacking up because they're afraid to do right and trust God. They want a nice car and a nice house instead of sacrificing and with less and being right. They want stuff. They want image, the world, the flesh, and pride of life. So if somebody's trying to get money or get image or position or power or pleasure or whatever, you're just a temporary stepping stone for them, you know. Frenemies. I thought about this the other day and I had more to talk about, but I didn't record a message. I used to record it. As soon as I thought it, I would record it. And it seemed, you know, that was high-level synchronicity then. Now I'm kind of like 2 or 3 days late on what I'm talking about. But still, the synchronicity should be there because it's a message that's always on time, because the frenemies are everywhere. And actually, you can be your own worst enemy. Most people are an enemy of themselves, really, for real. We've all been our own worst enemy, really. When we know we shouldn't be lazy, when we know we should be paying a bill on time, when we know we shouldn't eat this, or when we know we should sleep 8 hours, and we know we should do this, but we don't do it. We are our own worst enemies. So the frenemies without are nothing compared to the frenemy within. And so what's the frenemy within? It's the old Adam. It's the old flesh mind. It's the procrastination. It's the lying to ourselves. You know, what you should take home from narcissism is a narcissist is lying to everybody, but they're lying to themselves. And so everybody, before they got saved, they were narcissistic because they worshiped themselves. All lost people are narcissistic. You might say, well, I see some that are sad and they hate themselves. That's self-worship. See, Jesus, if Jesus died for you, why do you hate yourself? If Jesus died for you, why do you feel guilty? He already paid it all. The past is the past. A lot of people don't get saved because they say, well, I don't want to go to church because I'm not good enough. I'm not like them. That's pride. There's a lot of disguises out there that the human heart does. Instead of being prideful, like the normal pride, they say stuff like, "God don't love me, poor pitiful me." That's pride, because that's really going against God. God died for, went to the cross for everybody. God can't love me. Well, if he's, the Bible says he loved the whole world. For God so loved the whole world that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So by you saying, well, God can't love me and forgive everything that I've done, that's pride. That's a cloak of pride. When somebody's saying it, it doesn't really click. When you're talking to them face to face and they say, well, God don't love me, it don't click that that's pride, but it is. That's the way they're getting, that's how they're getting attention. They want you to build them up. God don't love me. They want you to say, well, you're not that bad. They want you to be, they were looking, they're fishing for a compliment, I think. Not all of them, but it's pride either way. And so the human heart has a way of twisting reality. And so that's what you should learn from a narcissist, that you, what lies are we believing? What lies are you believing? What lies are you telling yourself? A lot of this stuff, the TV and the music and all, it's all lies. It's all, it hit me the other day, big time. This hit me like a ton of bricks, and I'm serious. The music is to muse you to sleep. It's, this whole thing is to keep you asleep. Is to keep you in the AI flesh mind, keep you sleeping instead of doing God's will. It's to keep you asleep. Instead of doing the will of God, it's to keep you asleep. Get you going around the hamster wheel, mountain, going around the mountain, the hamster wheel, trying to make a living and never think about truth, never think about God, never think about anything. All you think about is, you got to pay this bill. You got to go to this college. You got to get this degree. You got to go here. You got to say this. You got to do this. You got to jump through this hoop. You got to get this degree and this diploma and all this and get this image and suit and shoes and coat and clothes. I really can't understand people who spend all this time worried about what kind of clothes they're going to wear. I just don't get that. I really don't get it. The logo, it's got to have this certain logo. Well, logo goes back to the logos. They're eating and drinking of Jesus with their logo, and they don't even know it's the logos that they're putting their clothes on because of the logos. It don't even make sense.